Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. In a recent article in the Wall Street Journal by Stephen Parenti, he discusses the short, unhappy life of Obamacare. Mr. Parenti is Associate Dean of the Carlson School of Management and Director of the Medical Industry Leadership Institute at the University of Minnesota. He says that the president's claims that the date over the Affordable Care Act is over, but in coming weeks and months, expect it to intensify. Health insurance companies will soon begin releasing preliminary rate estimates for next year's plans. Industry experts say consumers should once again brace for significantly higher premiums. He says that by 2024, there will be more than 40 million people uninsured in this country. Mr. Parenti goes on to say that fearing the political fallout before November's election, this administration last month quietly increased the billions of dollars, the risk corridor funds that insurance companies can use to staunch their losses. In a paper published at his institute recently, he says that the law's structural problems will take years to fully manifest themselves. He says by using the information from the Department of Health and Human Services that his institute estimates the national and state impact of Obamacare on insurance prices and enrollment from 2015 to 2024 on average will increase by $1,375 by 2019, while the average family premium for the same plan will increase by $4,200. Consumers who saw spikes in their health premiums last year will experience the same trauma this year. However, the steepest price increases will not incur until 2017 and after. The essential benefits requirement, which means that all plans, and including those currently estimated for hardship, and old plans extended for various reasons, must provide all of the laws mandated starting January 1, 2017. On average, roughly 15% of the plans offered in 2013 will not qualify for sale on the insurance exchanges once all the extensions are completed. He says that depending on the state, as many as 60% of the plans sold in 2013 would not be permitted for sale again. He closes by saying, "So perish the Affordable Care Act promise to deliver universal health care is fatal conceit. The autopsy will show that it died from a lack of affordability, leaving behind millions of Americans who were sold a bill of goods. One thing is painfully clear. This isn't what the doctor ordered." I leave you the point to ponder. What is going to happen to those millions of people who cannot afford those higher premiums and lose their employer-sponsored plans in the next few years? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.